Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
And how are you?
Joan, I am fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
When are you coming back up to the shopping network?
Probably the same weekend I'm in Mississauga.
Oh, fantastic. Doubling up, that's great.
God knows, I love the shopping. It's been about 10 years up there.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I mean, they do a great job. Yeah,
it's great.
For sure. And I was going to ask you, with the Oscars coming up, have you got any predictions, or have you been following
them? No, there's so many good films this year that it's really very hard to pinpoint. I think the guy in Inglourious Basterds is just brilliant. I think George Clooney is amazing, too, in Up in the Sky.
Up in the Air.
Up in the Air, right?
Yeah. Towards the end of the year, we got all the good films came late in the year.
Yeah, well, of course, they always do that so that you can get, the Christmas rush, and then they remember them when you go to vote for the Oscars.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been on the committee? Have you ever voted for the Oscars?
No. I vote, but I'm not on the committee.
Ah, right.
Well. No, because I'm really not a film person.
Yeah, but you know everybody. You always have a good grip on it.
And I know, but I really do it from a look of fashion rather than, actually doing films.
Yeah, right. Now, speaking of fashion, I noticed a lot of dresses were they sort of the one strap and off the other shoulder. Is that sort of the trend this year, do you think?
Oh, I hope not, because it's a very difficult look to wear. A lot of them wore it, but it makes one shoulder look beautiful and the other looks a little fat and flabby. You have to be careful. Also, ruffles were very in this year, which are very pretty. And then print is in, but if you looked at Meryl Streep, you would never wear print again in your life.
And now, what about Lady Gaga? Do you think we'll be taking after her fashions this year?
I think she's amazing. She's, for this generation, what I guess Cher was and Bjork for the generation before. And Elton John was of the generation before, and Liberace was of the generation before Elton.
Absolutely.
There's always somebody that loves, to wear insane clothes and get noticed.
And she can pull it off, too.
And how.
Yeah.
She's got the talent to pull it off. She's extraordinarily talented, besides all this nonsense.
Now, I've got to ask you, the one thing I really didn't like was that furry thing that's growing on Brad Pitt's chin. What is that?
I don't know. I just, it's not good and it's not becoming. You keep hoping it'll be for a movie.
I know, but it's been a long time coming, that movie.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
And you're, of course, you have a beautiful jewelry line. What do you see the latest trends in jewelry being?
Well, this year it's all been necklaces. Everything is necklaces this year. And big necklaces and big earrings. And it's been a trend and lots of glitz, which I love. I think it's so much fun. People are really just going, adorning themselves in glitz, 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 glitz.
And when you come up for the shopping network, will you be introducing some new pieces?
Always. I mean, I'll never go on the shopping network without bringing, of course, new pieces. I mean, it's like going to a department store. You always constantly refreshing your stock.
And can you give us a sneak peek at some of the items?
No. Watch the shopping network. No, but again, it'll be amazing necklaces and fabulous earrings and great watches. Watches are such a fashion accessory now.
Yeah. And now, I was reading a little bit on your website. You wrote a book about the Academy Awards, Murder at the Academy Awards.
Yeah. That was the beginning of a series of murders. It's going to be Murder at the Emmy, Murder at the Screen Actors Guild, Murder at the Grammys. And I love doing it because you could do it fictitiously, but fictionally. But you could do it by telling all these wonderful stories that you know are true, but you just change the names. I had such a good time writing it.
So you could get rid of some of those moments when you couldn't say something you really
exactly.
wanted to say.
Exactly. Or things that you know that you can't say, things that happen that you can't discuss.
That's great. Are you doing the red carpet this year at all?
No, what I do now for E, my daughter Melissa produces, and I host the fashion review, which comes on the day after the Academy, after the red carpet. So that we're the fashion police, and we just talk about everything that went on the red carpet.
That's great. Excellent. And now, in all your years of doing the red carpet, did you ever encounter someone who was, like, the worst interview ever?
Oh, it changes. A lot of them are not too bright and not too smart, and they're not a good interview. And then a lot of them are sullen. But, you know, you the ones you remember, you remember the ones that are fabulous. I mean, Tom Hanks is great to talk to. Robin Williams is great to talk to. Julia Roberts is great to talk to. So you always go, oh, good, here they come. You're like Pavlov and the dogs. You remember the good ones.
Yeah, those are great ones. And, you know, they have fun with it. They seem to be at ease with themselves.
And they enjoy, and they're at ease with themselves. You got it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And now you were a celebrity apprentice with Donald Trump. What was it like working with Donald?
Very smart. I wasn't sure what he was going to be like. And he turned out to be extraordinarily smart. Very professional. If you do at 2 o'clock, he's there at 2 o'clock. If something has to be memorized, he's memorized it. I mean, he doesn't fool around. He knows what he wants and he gets it.
And did you learn something from that show that you've translated into your own business?
No, I think the show learned from me that at this age you can still do it. You know, I was by far the oldest one in the group, no question of it. And I love that I won because it was such a nice step for older people to say, you know, don't throw grandma out with the bathwater.
Yeah, absolutely. And you certainly, I mean, you are so busy. You're just, what keeps you going? What keeps you motivated?
Well, I love working. I'm in Mississauga, March 4th, at the Living Arts Center. And it'll be live people, live performance. You can talk to them. You can laugh with them. You can say the wildest things. It's such a joy. It's like going to a party. I love performing.
And what are some of the topics you'll be touching on?
Oh, it depends. It depends what's happened. Obviously, Tiger Woods, this whole... Obviously, we'll talk about the Oscars because it'll be right around that time. Tiger Woods and this big confession, this thing he's doing, you know,
yeah,
stupid. And you'll, it's whatever's in the news. Haiti, you talk about Haiti. You talk about terrorism. You talk about everything.
So you're not impressed with the Tiger Woods confession or public address?
Oh, it's so stupid. It's all money. You know, he's got to come out and say, I'm going to be better. Oh, too many women, too much fun, impossible.
And what's your take on the late night wars that just saw Conan O'Brien go down and Leno go back to his old slot?
We should all go down like Conan O'Brien with $40 million in his pocket and another show coming up. He was the winner of this whole thing, I think. Leno proved what I've been saying for years, how dull he is, and that he was perfect in his old-time slot because you could fall asleep to him and not feel guilty that you missed anything. He was perfect where he was. And the ego to think you could entertain at 10 o'clock? No. I thought it was very interesting. And also, it showed what a tough guy Leno is. He wasn't going to be charming about the whole thing. This is it, and I want it back. And he got it.
Yeah, quite something. And what about Letterman? What do you think his show's still holding up?
I think Letterman, very quietly, is the funniest of the three. But I watch Jon Stewart, and I watch Colbert Report now. Those are the ones I watch. And then I watch late night movies. I love that. You know, with TiVo, the wonderful thing is you can watch whatever you want to watch. And that's changing viewing habits totally.
And what are some of your favorite shows other than those? Do you follow?
Well, my main show, of course, is How'd You Get So Rich, which just happens to be the show that I do on TV Land. And we're in the midst of shooting now our next episodes, the fresh ones start in May. And so I love that show because it shows that anyone can make money if they're smart. And I love that. It's such an American dream, you know, or Canadian dream, or any kind of a dream.
Sure.
Where if you're smart, you can. We interviewed three Canadians last year and on the shows. And again, these guys all started with nothing and made it. And you go, good for you. So I love that kind of show. I also love Law and Orders because it really is so good. It really has points of law in it that you never think about.
And are you currently involved in any charities?
No. Over. Done. It's a joke. But I gave $500,000 to God's Love We Deliver, which I won on Celebrity Apprentice. And, of course, I'm national chairwoman of osteoporosis, and I work for Guide Dogs for the Blind, which very few people even know about, which is they give blind people guide dogs, which changes a person's life. It just frees them totally. I work very hard for that. I work for Pediatric AIDS. There are a million charities that you become involved in.
Excellent. And what do you think of Hollywood today as opposed to Hollywood, say, 20 years ago? Has it changed a whole lot?
I think the old Hollywood, which was more than 20 years ago, was a great place where they had the studio system and the studio groomed you, and they gave you a career and they took care of you, and the women were glamorous. I think this Hollywood today is just a mishmash. And it's a lot of women walking around in flip-flops and no makeup, and you go, ah, look glamorous. I miss the old glamour.
And who do you think is glamorous today?
Very few people who are stars, is what we're saying. George Clooney, glamour. He walks into a room, and the man is just incredible. Leonardo DiCaprio is a star when he walks in. Julia Roberts is a star. Star when she walks in. Nicole Kidman knows damn well who she is, and she enters the room and you know she's entered. And I love that. That's part of the fun of it.
Did you see Nine?
No, I didn't want to. I heard it was horrible.
Oh, you know what? I loved it.
Good.
It's a beautiful film, I think.
Great. See, yeah, that's...
I would suggest it.
All right, then now I'm hearing from you. I will go and look at it.
Okay. And Nip Tuck, that was a fun thing you did. How many episodes?
I did 3 episodes for them, and I loved working with them. They were terrific. The set was nice. Everybody liked each other. There were no rivalries. There were no feuds. It was a great set to work on.
That's great. Everybody says that there's,
yeah,
it's a really nice crew on that show.
Nice. Everything nice. And, you know, sometimes you get on a set and you go, oh, my God, what is going on here? This one isn't talking to that one, and this one hates this one, and this one's jealous of that one. And this was such a pleasure, Nip Tuck, and beautifully written and beautifully directed. Just fabulous.
Excellent. And you look fabulous. What would you say to people about the plastic surgery that you've had? Would you recommend it?
Oh, of course. Any woman... that, or anybody, it's not even women anymore. I wrote a book called Men Are Stupid Like Big Boobs, and it's really a guide to plastic surgery. If it makes you feel better and you feel good about yourself when you look in the mirror, of course you do it. Of course you do it. And the techniques now are so amazing and non-invasive, a lot of them, that I think it's ridiculous. Anyone says, I don't like my nose, well then fix it.
And when you're looking good, you feel better about yourself,
oh,
right?
Totally.
Absolutely. Well, Joan, I think a lot of people should come out and see you in Mississauga because they're going to have a great night.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's very outrageous. I love it, especially when gay men come, because 6 gay men in the front row and the whole audience goes along. It's great. Great. Pleasure talking with you.
Likewise, Joan. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.